Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the What to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Michelle Rendlinger, Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, and Sarah Sadrakula, Director of Main Street Washington, about RAGBRAI coming to Washington in July. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And again, it is early on, and you've had a couple of big events in the past couple of years with the 175th and Celebrate Washington. Are you starting to collect a list of volunteers?
We don't have one going yet, but we would happily take any volunteers that people will give us their names. So you can shoot us emails or give us a call here at the chamber. We've got a list. We'll start. And we're going to be building our committee soon.
Yeah, I've already had some people step up. We've had 4-H groups step up. I've had people text me saying they'll help, do anything. They'll chair a committee. And so yeah, like Sarah said, there's nothing set in stone, but we are creating a list. And so if anybody is interested in volunteering, joining a committee, if they've got an idea, have them contact the chamber. We're going to take down your information. We may not get back to you for a couple of weeks. It might be a month until we actually know something concrete. But getting that list of people who are willing to step up is going to be a big, important part of the process.
And it is the week after the fair, so hopefully you'll have some 4-H students who have a little bit of time.
Absolutely. I'm wondering if there's some way that we could tie into to the 4-H, and it just RAGBRAI coming a week after the fair is done. One of my phone calls next here is going to be to our 4-H and our extension. They're great partners with us here in the community. So I bet they're going to incorporate RAGBRAI and figure out some ways that they can specifically welcome them to our community. We've got a very strong 4-H community here, and that's one of the things that makes Iowa great, and I think it's going to be a great asset to Washington.
And in closing, you've applied for quite a few years now. What did it feel like when you found out that Washington was going to be an overnight stay?
I wasn't able to make the announcement celebration in Des Moines. I had a conflict, but I was watching it live, and I was watching it on my phone. And when I found out, I started yelling, and it was a complete shock to me. And then I was shaking all night and wanted to tell people, and my brain just went into overdrive and overload and trying to process everything. So we're really, really excited. And like you mentioned, our organizations between Chamber and Main Street, we've been lucky to host a lot of the events in the community. And one of the best parts is the people who step up to volunteer. And with the response we had with the 175th, I think it's going to be a great team. I think we're going to pull this off really successfully. And we're just excited to show people Washington and get ourselves on the map a little bit. And we're really proud of our community. And I hope they're leave with a good feel and they enjoy our stay here.
I got a text from Ed, a group message, and like Michelle, was watching it live, and my jaw hit the floor. This is going to be a whirlwind, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and I agree with Michelle. I think we're going to put on the best party we know how, and we hope that people leave town with this feel that they want to come back and visit us over and over again.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Sarah Sadrakula, Director of Main Street Washington, and Michelle Rendlinger, Director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, speaking about RAGBRAI coming to Washington in July. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.